You're on 981 2NM. It's the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Today we're going to have a word to Lewis Millington Blazey from Upper Hunter Homeless Support. Lewis, how are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. So the election is on at the moment. A lot of people promising things left, right and centre. Just so everyone has a bit of an understanding, when we're talking about homelessness and people without houses in the Upper Hunter, how big a problem is it?
It's a really big problem, a problem that not many people in the area know about.
So have you got any idea of numbers we're talking about?
So right now our organisation is servicing 129 people on our books.
Yeah, right, okay. So that's a fair few people of all different ages.
All different ages, all different walks of life.
Right, okay. And what are we doing about it?
We're trying our absolute hardest to help resolve homelessness here in the Upper Hunter. Mm. The truth be told, though, we are funded to see 440 people per year, and we see about 1,000 per year.
So you're only really funded for about a third of what you actually need.
Yeah, almost. That's
correct. How do we increase this funding? What do we have to do?
So the there's a lot of initiatives going on at the moment at local levels, a lot of working groups to review the work we're doing in the specialist homelessness service space.
Yep.
So I guess seeing those work groups come to fruition, and also hoping to further down track work with so I've met with Callan from Hunter Community Alliance last week.
Yep.
And hopefully work more closely with Callan and his team of professional practitioners in helping to resolve homelessness even further.
So working closely with them, what sort of resolution are we talking about? Is it just a simple matter of money?
It is, but it's also having affordable housing stock as well that's going to be available to our clients. Mm. So the average new start is around $500 a fortnight.
Yeah.
Most rental properties here in Musselbrook are $300 a week.
Yeah, so that doesn't work out, does it? No, it doesn't calculate. Which means that there are people who, if you constantly trying to find somewhere to sleep, you're constantly trying to find a place to be able to put your things, you don't have time to be finding work, do you? One thing adds up to the other, doesn't it, Lewis?
Exactly, yeah.
So you have your annual sleep out as well that raises awareness of people sleeping out in the cold around the Hunter Valley. I can say I experienced it 2 years ago and it's a night I'll never forget on a couple of different levels. It's coming up again this year?
Yeah, certainly. So we're having the Vinnie's Community Sleep Out here in the Upper Hunter on the 17th of June. So it's going to be here in Musselbrook. And last year we had a COVID-friendly event and had a small number of attendees in person, but we had a very, very large Facebook auction.
Yep.
We'll be doing the same thing this year, but also encouraging as many people that participated in that auction to come along in person and have a good night.
So it's going to be at the showgrounds again with as many people as we can manage?
That's to be confirmed.
Yeah. That's the hope?
Yeah, the hope is to have it at the showground, and we're hoping to get as many people as we can to raise awareness and talk about homelessness.
All right. If somebody would like to find out some more information about the homeless issue around the Hunter Valley, where should they go? What should they do?
They can drop into our office Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. I'll have a chat. One of the staff members will have a chat with them.
Yep.
Even if there's somebody in the community that thinks they might be able to help with the issue of homelessness here in the Upper Hunter, please drop in, and every little bit helps.
It can just start with a conversation, because you don't necessarily know how you might be able to contribute until you know what the issue is.
And that's right. And many people don't know anything about homelessness until they've got, you know, they're 3 or 4 weeks behind in their rent and they're facing homelessness themselves.
Yeah.
So it isn't about until we have a conversation and learn about it and what options there are for somebody.
Yeah. It's a very tough set of circumstances, and as you say, unless you've actually lived it, it really is hard to comprehend, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Lewis, thank you very much for coming in to have a chat about it.
All right, thank you.